Marco's new roommate was the saddest person he'd ever met. Reed Somerset was tall, brown-haired, and blue-eyed, and he had the toned physique of an athlete, the confident swagger of a jock. "I played baseball in college," Reed had said on his first night, which was Marco's sixth. They'd sat on their cabin's porch steps after dinner, nursing beers as the sun had slipped behind the mountains, casting shadows everywhere. "So what brings you here?" Beer held between his knees, Reed pursed his lips, shoulders sinking. Needed a change of scenery. Trying to get him to talk was like interrogating an uncooperative suspect. By the time Marco awoke the next morning, all he knew was that Reed was from Orlando. Like Marco, he'd recently graduated from college. He'd played baseball his first 3 years before injuring his shoulder. He had a sister in California he wasn't close to, and parents who traveled. Was Windsor Ranch's newest shuttle driver, ferrying guests to and from nearby national parks, the Jackson Hole Airport, and the Windsor train station. And he tossed and turned in his sleep. He seemed like a nice enough guy, just sad. For reasons Marco wasn't comfortable prying into. A week into his stay, Marco walked out of breakfast with Reed and back to their cabin to grab his hiking pack and found Lass sitting on the front steps. His grin was instantaneous and instinctive. "Hi." Lass stood and brushed off the seat of his pants. There was a hiking pack, similar to Marco's, at his feet. "Hey." He pushed up the brim of his baseball hat, then looked past Marco. "Oh." Shit, he'd forgotten Reed was there. Recouping, he made quick introductions. "Reed just arrived yesterday morning." "I think I met your sister when I arrived," Reed said as they shook hands. "Alice?" "That's right," Lass said. Marco had moved closer to him. When had that happened? "Alice works the guest services side. I work the ranching side." "Cool." Reed's eyes bounced from Lass to Marco and back. "I'm job shadowing today, so..." He jerked a thumb in the direction of Windsor Ranch House. "I'll see you tonight, Marco." Marco ripped his gaze off Lass's face. "Oh, yes, you too." They both stared at him like he was crazy. "Me too what?" Reed asked. "Huh? Huh?" With a soft chuckle, the first true smile Marco had seen on Reed's lips, Reed turned and headed up the hill with a wave over his shoulder. "So," Lass looked like he was trying to keep from laughing. "You ready?" "For..." "We're hiking the final expert level trail." Marco stilled. "We?" "I asked Cherie if I could take you on your last one, if that's okay." He winced. "I should have checked with you first. I can get Cherie if..." "No." Marco eliminated the distance between them, ignoring how his proximity to Lass made his pulse jump. "I'm happy to go with you. I'd love to see the land from your perspective." "Cool." Lass hefted his bag. "Ready to go?" The entrance to the trail was farther north on the property, past Windsor Ranch House. Lass drove them there in a golf cart-looking thing he'd parked next to Marco's cabin. "Golf cart," Lass said with a snort when Marco commented on its spaciousness. "It's a gator, city boy." That clarified absolutely nothing. At the trailhead, Marco made sure his compass was clipped to a belt loop on his camo green pants, the pocket field guide on plant life was in his back pocket, and his water bottle was conveniently placed in one of the outside pockets of his pack. As they entered the trail, the temperature dropped, the tall trees providing cover and shade from the high morning sun. Like Marco, Lass was dressed in cargo pants, hiking shoes, a t-shirt, and a flannel shirt. His baseball hat was tied to his pack. Marco's hat, branded with his college hockey team's logo, was in his pack. Lass seemed so at home in the mountains, in the forest, his steps landing quietly on the dirt path. He belonged here. It was obvious in the way he sucked in a deep breath of fresh air as they walked, in the way he held his shoulders square and loose, in the small uplift of his lips, in the way he ran his fingertips over gnarled tree trunks and yellowed tall grasses and low flowering shrubs.